All right, hello everybody, how you doing? Thanks for coming tonight. We're doing a benefit for the Atlanta Harm Reduction Center, and I've asked someone from the center to come up and speak to you about the organization because they're really great and they're doing work on the streets and in the community and helping all of us that live here and a lot of our friends, I think, and probably some of us as individuals. So we also have an auction going on. I know they've announced it, but just in case you haven't heard, we're auctioning off a bunch of cool stuff in the back, and all that money's going to the Atlanta Harm Reduction Center too. So I'm gonna ask Matt Coldiron to come up and speak to you for a few minutes, and then we're gonna get started with the show. And this is Matt right here.
I promise I won't speak for a few minutes because you didn't come to hear me talk to you. Just wanted to say thank you, first of all, to Amy Ray, the founder of Damon Records, and all the staff, including Stacey Singer, who's the head of publicity, who's provided a bunch tonight. Also, Bill Hoover from the Red Light Cafe, and then Amy Ray, Kevin Kinney, Kristen Hall, Michelle Malone, for just helping us out so much tonight. I want to tell you a little bit about AHARC and what we do. We do grassroots, community-based outreach aimed mainly at folks who are injection drug users. The idea is that we are empowering them to folks make choices, people make choices. We want to make sure that when people are shooting heroin, that they do it as safely as possible, that they're not spreading diseases. So we do things like give out clean needles. We do things like give out condoms and safer sex supplies, safer injection supplies. And I guess I should also say thank you to our volunteers and staff. We have a full-time staff of 5 now on the payroll, and a couple of them are here tonight. Mona Bennett, who some of you may know, is in the back at our table. And then also our volunteers. We couldn't do it without them, and we also couldn't do it without your all's support. The idea of needle exchange is a little bit controversial, and the first time folks hear about it, they say, hey, that doesn't sound like it's a very good idea. But quite honestly, it is, and it's empowering, and it's really great for the folks that we go and see on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, who come to us for services. It's the folks that sometimes you and I walk by on the street and we sort of look the other way. And to go up to them on a regular basis and treat them like a real human being who's making a real choice, and providing them with options and resources. We really appreciate you all. Thank you so much for coming up here tonight and helping us out in what we do. We always need volunteers. We always need financial support. If you'd like to come by and volunteer and see what we do, please give us a call. We've got a table in the back. We're on the web at atlantaharmreduction.org. And again, thanks so much for being here tonight. Thanks to all of you all.